is the first day of the London Coffee Festival, Thursday, Industry Day, and I'm here. I mean, I roamed around a little bit upstairs. I'm in the artisan corner now, and there's a new machine here, hot off the press, which has reached London, and I'm here with
Walter,
that's who he is, from America, who's going to briefly explain what this machine does. I'll just tell you, it's actually a filter coffee system, but it's very, very interesting. And the coffee I've just had was delicious. Roasted by Caravan, say no more, they're beautiful roasters. But Walter, tell us about this machine.
Yeah, sure. This is it's called the Steampunk. This is a Steampunk 2.1. It's a fully automated siphon brewer, and you preset your recipe for that's bean specific. So depending on what you're brewing, right now we're brewing on a Yurgachev, a wash coffee. So we have a recipe specific for that coffee that's gonna extract the best flavor.
And that recipe comes directly from the roaster?
Yeah, the roaster, that's part of the roaster can pre-program the recipe, push it to a cloud, and whoever's using the Steampunk with their coffee can download the recipe and have that recipe on hand that the roaster suggests.
Yeah, I mean, that's for people who don't want to think their own recipe out.
Right.
But you can do that too, and you can actually, let me just see, in the middle of two brewing siphons, if you want, because it's a bit like a siphon, you've got a computer which has got a touch screen, and you can program everything. But what I'd like you to tell our listeners is the actual process of also the agitation and then the brewing time.
Oh, sure. Okay. So, I mean, you start out by, you have your pre-fill and your heat. And so it fills to your set volume, then your set temperature. And as that's filling, you prepare your grind, you get your grind ready, and you prepare your filter. Once it hits the set temp, the water will flow down to the lower chamber. The steam will cut out. You're gonna add your filter, add the coffee, and then you're gonna bolt the piston in, which is what the coffee sits on top of. And then from there on, you're prompted to brew, and everything's automated. So you'll have three agitations. The first one being the pre-infusion, and that's more or less gonna give you a bloom. And then the second one will deliver the majority of the water to the upper chamber. And then the third will stir the coffee and break the crust, allowing the grinds to settle and creating a bed of grinds for the coffee to pull through. As coffee's its best filter.
Yeah. And then you can actually also indicate the brewing time yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So agitation time.
Everything's preset.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what makes it unique. And you can control all those variables. And so you have no inconsistencies.
Yeah.
So even if you're not a professional barista, you can brew professional grade coffee.
Excellent. So the other thing I was going to ask you is that actually, then when it's lowered down to the lower chamber, you've got something like a tap. It's on tap, really, to release. Like, I don't know, like in a brew bar, in a beer or something.
Right.
What would you call that lever? Because that's quite interesting.
We just call it the tap handle, and again, it's certainly inspired by a beer tap.
Yes. So here you got freshly brewed, amazingly roasted coffee on tap.
Exactly.
Exactly,
that's the best
right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Let me just take another sip, because I think I've got the Pacamara, because that was on the... which one do I have here?
I think that is the Guat. That's the Guatemala Pacamara.
Is that? I mean, it is delicious. I'm having another... Will you have a sip as well and tell me?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's got a lovely fruitiness. It's very mellow.
No. This is the Yurgachev.
Yurgachev? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, good that you told me. I mean, I love Yurgachev and Ethiopian coffees. It's very mild. It's lovely, actually. It's very fruity at the same time. So would you say, where does this contraption sit within the brewing kind of paraphernalia that's out there?
Well, you can achieve just about any brew profile you want. I mean, that's... No matter whether you want to get a coffee that's more akin to a press, you get with more body and more particulate, you can do that, and then you can set it, you have settings to get a bright coffee that you get from a pour over.
Yep.
I mean, really the sky's the limit. It just depends on how well you know the coffee and how you dial in your grind and all those variables.
I mean, the one thing we need to look at is how clean is the cup, because I've seen the filter, it's pretty kind of fine mesh, but how clean is it, again, compared to, let's say, a Chemex or even a siphon?
You can get even cleaner.
You can?
Yes, yeah. We have a what we call the Alpha Clear, and it's a very, it's a fine filter. It has the least amount of surface area, and it'll give you a wine-like coffee. Very bright, very acidic, and so you can get the highest of highs from
great
coffee.
All right, good.
Even if your coffee's not known for that,
you can get
flavors that you've never been able to experience.
I mean, you know, this coffee scene never ceases to amaze me, because there's always something new, and we're also trying to push the limits to a better cup, to honor the farmers, to honor the roasters, to honor the baristas. Well, the baristas have a hard time because they got to honor everything that's gone before them.
Yeah, do their best to represent.
Exactly. I can tell you, listeners, that Walter has done just that, and it's an amazing attraction. Does Molmar actually sell that?
Yes, yeah. Molmar is our UK distributor.
Yeah.
And they'll be handling all sales in the United Kingdom.
Right. Yeah. So watch out. What's the machine called again, Walter?
This is the Steampunk 2.1 by
Alfred. Punk.
Steampunk, yes.
Punk, oh my God. Yeah. That's typically American. All right. Well, listen, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your stay here in London. And yeah, it was delicious. So Coffee Mama Jumbo signing out from the London Coffee Festival. But I'm going to sign back in very soon.